Now let's see what we want to take.
To Dan's surprise, George selected only a half dozen small electronics items from the cargo. Is that all? He blurted, when George indicated they would stop the car and get off now. I damn near broke my neck just for this. George must have nodded inside his helmet, though Dan could not see it.
Enough, he said. If we get too greedy, it'll upset people.
Upset who? Stacking the half dozen boxes he had selected beside the airlock's inner hatch, George answered,
The people in your security section who look the other way when we steal from you. That's who.
21.
But we have the legal authority to take over your entire company, said Vasily Malik, his face somber, almost grim.
The authority, perhaps, answered Nobuhiko Yamagata, equally serious. But I doubt that you have the power. Jane Scanwell sat with Malik on the settee. Across the low coffee table from them sat Nobuhiko and the Japanese consul, a government official low enough to offer no real threat to the GEC council members, but high enough to make it plain that the Japanese government was vitally interested in the fate of Yamagata Industries. Beyond the windows of Nobo's hotel room rose the spires and rooftops of New San Francisco, still rebuilding after the mammoth earthquake of 6 years earlier. At least the city has insisted on keeping the view of the bay clear, thought Jane. That's one benefit of the quake. But it had taken 17,000 deaths to overcome the greed of builders who had raised constantly higher towers in the old days. Malik glanced at the Japanese consul, an undistinguished-looking man of middle years, dressed in a conservatively dark business suit, his face as expressionless as a blank mask. For 3 weeks he had been pressing for a personal meeting with the new head of Yamagata Industries. Finally, Nobuhiko had agreed to meet him in San Francisco, a neutral ground between Japan and the GEC's Paris headquarters. They were in one of the company suites in the rebuilt Yamagata Hotel. Nobo was wearing a casual knit shirt and shorts, fit more for a tennis match than a duel against the powers of the GEC. Both Malik and Jane were in business clothes. Her pantsuit was a shade of light blue that complemented her auburn hair beautifully. Malik wore a summer weight suit of pearl gray.
"Are you saying," the Russian asked Nobo, "that the Japanese government would resist a GEC order of confiscation?"
"Yes. That is precisely what I am saying," Nobuhiko replied.
"That would be unfortunate."
Nobo leaned forward earnestly across the bare coffee table.
"I cannot speak for the government of Japan officially, but I assure you that Tokyo will take a very dim view of any attempt by the GEC to take over Yamagata Industries the way you have taken over Astro Manufacturing and several others of the Big Seven."
Jane offered, "We're only talking about Yamagata's space facilities, not your terrestrial operations."
"I understand that." "Your government would oppose that?"
"To the point of exercising its option to withdraw from the Global Economic Council."
"That would be an extreme move," Malik said uneasily.
"And if Japan withdraws,"
Nobuhiko pressed his advantage,
"China and all the little tigers of the Pacific Rim will undoubtedly withdraw also. Perhaps Australia and New Zealand as well. Who knows how far the movement might spread?"
"That must not happen," said Malik.
"Don't you understand?" Jane pleaded. "We must have control of the space facilities. In the next 10 years or so—"
"The greenhouse cliff,
I know," Nobo said.
"Then you must understand why all the space facilities have to be under a unified control.
Control is not the same thing as confiscation."
"Astro was confiscated because it broke the law," Malik insisted.
"And Rockledge? Ariane Space? What pretexts did you use to take them?"
Malik stiffened.
"We are here to discuss the fate of Yamagata Industries, not the GEC."
"The two seem inextricably intertwined," Nobo said,
the faintest of smiles playing at the corners of his mouth.
"In the face of a global catastrophe, you refuse to cooperate with the GEC.
Nobo raised a finger.
"Not so. Yamagata Industries will cooperate fully with the GEC. We understand the gravity of the greenhouse problem, the severity of the challenge that faces the world. Japan is very sensitive to this issue. After all, the rise in sea level will be especially disastrous for Japan. We will certainly cooperate, but we will not be coerced.
Jane glanced at Malik's grim face, then turned back to Nobuhiko. You will cooperate voluntarily?
That is what Dan Randolph advised us to do just before he disappeared.
Randolph, Malik growled the name.
He called us together, you know, the day he disappeared. All seven of us.
I know, said Jane, her voice low. I was in his office.
Nobo looked away from her.
I was unable to attend the teleconference, but Dan urged us to cooperate fully with the GEC's effort to avert the greenhouse cliff, even if the GEC expropriates all our profits. He said we are facing a wartime situation and we must act accordingly.
Wartime? Malik snapped.
Dan's position was that we must make the same sacrifices as we would if we were at war if we are to beat this greenhouse cliff. Yamagata Industries intends to do so.
I see, Malik said stiffly, the way a man accepts a situation he hates. That is good news, I suppose.
On the other hand, Nobo went on, if the GEC continues with its efforts to take over Yamagata space facilities, we will fight you in the world court.
But that could take years, Jane said. Nobo acknowledged her assessment with a single nod of his head.
And in the meantime, the greenhouse cliff will draw even closer, said Malik.
That is true.
They all fell silent for several moments. The two council members clearly saw the offer that Nobuhiko was making. Stop the effort to confiscate Yamagata's space facilities, and the corporation will cooperate fully with the GEC's effort to avert the greenhouse cliff. Otherwise, the entire GEC itself might be torn apart, and the greenhouse warming will devastate the planet.
Complete control, Malik muttered at last. We must have total control of all space facilities. That is imperative.
I am willing to grant you total control of all Yamagata space facilities, provided,
Nobo raised both his hands,
that you recognize legally that such control is voluntarily granted by Yamagata and can be withdrawn whenever Yamagata desires.
Malik slapped his thighs angrily. Impossible! How can we set long-range operations in motion when you can pull out at any moment?
How can you expect me to give you control of my space facilities with no time limit? You could keep them forever.
Jane leaned toward Nobo.
How about a time limit written into the agreement, then? Say, 10 years?
20, said Malik.
5, said Nobo.
They glared at each other over the coffee table.
5 years, suggested Jane, with an automatic renewal for another 5, unless one party wants to end the agreement.
We need 10 years at least, Malik insisted. Even that will not be enough. How can we convert the entire planet's energy and transport systems in 10 years? It can't be done. All we can hope for is to make a significant start on the problem.
Nobo said to Jane, I believe a 5 and 5 agreement will be workable.
Malik leveled an accusatory finger at him.
I know what you are after. With the whole world looking to you and your other space industrialists to provide fusion fuels and solar power, you intend to gouge incredible profits out of this opportunity.
Nobuhiko forced a smile.
I presume that if I allow you to control all of Yamagata space operations, that control will include a limit on our profit margins. In fact, I thought that was the real reason behind your insistence on control.
The operations must be done at cost, Malik said,
not taken aback for a moment by Nobo's placating tone.
It will be necessary for us to vastly enlarge our facilities in space, Nobo countered. How will the GEC provide capital for such expansion?
Cost plus a percentage for expansion, Jane suggested.
But no profits, said Malik.
Nobo leaned back in the settee, forcing the consul to move slightly, the first indication since their meeting began that the man was actually alive.
The GEC will provide
any